Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, she woke up one morning and had no idea the most intense paranormal experience of her life was waiting on the other side of the room.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Hey, thank you so much for listening. If you would like to share a real ghost story with us, please do. You can leave us a voicemail at 855-853-4802. Write it down by going to realghoststoriesonline.com. And if you are interested in being a premium subscriber, you don't get commercials, but you do get access to the archive and advance episodes, sign up through Apple Podcasts or go to patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. I'm Carol Hughes. Harper, how are you?
Hello, hello, hello. How are you?
Good. You are down to, I can't believe this, the last 2 weeks of summer break.
Sadly, I swear it goes so quickly.
Doesn't it?
It feels like it gets shorter and shorter every year.
And you are, though, going back to school pretty early.
Yeah.
Because I think my town, they go back to school a week later than you.
Like, I go back on the 7th.
14th is the first day of school here.
They'll get a whole...
So they get a whole more week.
Right. To the people who are in charge of how long the summer breaks are for my school district, please make it longer.
Could you organize some sort of protest?
A petition?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Could you start something?
I absolutely will.
Go to change.org, see what you can do. I don't know. I would want every single day I could get. That was the best part of being a kid, was the summer breaks. It is just a freedom to it, you know? It's just like, it's just this cool energy about it.
Yeah.
That you get time. You get to do some things you want to do.
Mainly sleep.
Yeah. That's the thing. You know, then you go back to school and you got to get up early.
I don't even know why they make us get up so early. Like, I don't do my best thinking in the mornings. I do my best thinking in the afternoon.
I'm the same way. I'm not a get out of bed and put me to work sort of person. I like to walk my dog first and kind of wake up, you know?
Right.
That's what I usually do. I usually get up and I'm walking my dog within 15 minutes.
I'm going to have to stock up on Red Bull for this year. That's how I survived last year. That's how I'm going to survive this year.
Not a bad idea. Well, let's go to our first ghost story. And it says, my name is Kelsey. I'm writing from a little coal town tucked into the hills of southern West Virginia. Where I come from, ghosts aren't just stories. They're part of everyday life. People here don't question if the strange stuff is real. They've seen so much of it not to believe in it. My family's no different. We've had our fair share of unexplained things. But there's one experience that stayed with me louder and clearer than all of the others, and I still think about it, and it still kind of freaks me out. Let me start by saying I've always been a weird sleeper. Since I was a kid, I've had intense night terrors and super vivid dreams, some so vivid, I'd wake up thinking I was still stuck in them. I'd realized I was dreaming, try to fly, float, breathe underwater, whatever. It could be fun or terrifying depending on the night, but nothing I've ever experienced, dream or otherwise, prepared me for what happened that morning in my bedroom. So weird. That's a weird sentence. This was about 2 years after I moved back in with my mom. My grandmother, my mom's mom, had passed away a little over a year before. I was really close with her growing up. She had practically helped raise me, So losing her left a pretty big hole in my life. So this happened on a completely normal Tuesday. I hadn't stayed up late, hadn't eaten anything weird, hadn't been feeling off in any way. I just woke up around 7:30 like usual, lay there in bed, kind of mentally planning out the day. I remember thinking it would be a good day to run some errands. I sat up a little about to get out of bed when this light flashed across the room. At first, I thought maybe something caught the sun just right, a mirror or something, or my phone screen. But the light flashed again, and this time it wasn't white. It was pale blue, and there were sparkles around the edges. It kind of felt like glitter. It was really beautiful and really intense, and I couldn't look away. I tried to sit up, but I couldn't move. My arms and legs were completely frozen. I was not dreaming. I know the difference. I was awake. I was wide awake. The light was getting brighter, and I got this overwhelming sense that I wasn't alone. And then, kneeling next to my bed, leaning in so close I could feel her breath on my ear, was my grandmother. I didn't see a blurry figure or a vague shape. It was her. Her full face, her hand resting right over my heart. I could see every wrinkle, every detail. I could smell her perfume, the exact one she always wore to church every Sunday. I even saw her rings, the same ones she always wore. She was talking. I could tell because I saw her lips moving, and I could feel the vibration of her voice near my chest. I was so stunned and so locked in that moment that I couldn't understand a single word she said. My body wouldn't move. I couldn't cry. And in the background, I heard the landline phone ring. And just like that, she vanished. I could move again, and it felt like I'd just broken the surface of water after holding my breath too long. I sat up and screamed. It was the most intense, most real thing I've ever felt. And even though it didn't hurt me or harm me in any way, I was so rattled that I couldn't stop shaking. When my mom came in to see what was wrong, I told her what happened. And her response, totally calm, she said, "That was your grandma. She was visiting. She always said she'd look in on you." That's the thing about where I'm from. No one questions it. No, "Are you sure you weren't dreaming?" No skeptical eyebrows. Just, "Oh yeah, she was visiting." And I believe that. I really do. But I also think that if it was just a visit, she could have warned me first, given me a little heads up. Maybe let me sit up and be prepared before appearing beside my face like a full body apparition, just saying. I don't think she meant to scare me, and I've never felt anything threatening from her presence, but it's also not something I'd call peaceful. It was intense. It was like touching the other side for a few seconds, and it changed me. Sometimes I wonder, what was she trying to tell me? Did she have a message? Was it a warning? Was it a goodbye? I like to think that if she visits again, and I kind of hope she does, it'll be more like how it used to be, sitting across from each other, drinking sweet tea, gossiping. That was more our vibe. I've had other experiences over the years, and so has my family. Maybe I'll write in again and tell you some more of those stories. But that morning, that was the first time I realized that the veil isn't always as thick as we think it is. Sometimes when the conditions are right, it gets thin enough for the people we've loved and lost to slip through. And if you're lucky, or maybe unlucky, they just might kneel beside your bed and remind you they're still watching. Keep up the great work, from Kelsey. Oh, I think that would freak me out too.
Right.
Because I'm with her on that. Like, you're not prepared for that. That coming out of the blue like that, and you're frozen and grandma's there and she's dead, and what is happening?
Right.
I think that would freak me out.
It'd be kind of funny if, like, the message was, like, something totally mundane, like, "Make sure to let the dog out."
Right.
Like, Jesus, Grandma.
"Don't forget to get gas since you're going to run some errands.
Your milk is bad."
Really bad. "Don't drink it." That's the other part of this story. Like, she sees that she's trying to communicate with her, but no idea. It's like, okay, so you showed up and you're trying to communicate a message, but I never got it.
Must've been really important. And, or maybe not.
And I kind of get that mixed feeling. I was so close to my grandmother, and I really only knew, I only knew two grandmas in my life. And, but my mom's mom, I was really, really close to her. And I would find that very comforting in a way to see my grandma, but it would freak me out because I think I would wonder, like, am I dead? Like,
right?
Did I just die? Is grandma here to take me away? You know, what is happening?
Right. Like, that wouldn't, I would be very concerned. It's like, oh, why are you here in mourning too? Like, why? Why not like noon? I feel like noon is a better time to be visited by the dead. Like I don't want to be like not even like sitting up and just like look up and see like my dead grandma just hovering over me being like, "Hey,
yeah,
let out the dogs.
I'm here. I'm all dressed up like I'm going to church. I would
to church too. Get away from that perfume."
I do think I would wake up thinking I had died. Because it's like first thing in the morning, I obviously died in my sleep last night.
I would be very concerned.
Yeah. That would totally creep me out. And I don't know that I'd want to. I get like missing someone and you want that experience again. I get that. But I also would be kind of like, I don't know if I can handle that again. That's a lot.
I feel like I'd try to whip it out on a Ouija board and go, "Visit me at noon on Thursday the 4th.
Can I pencil you in? Because I don't want you just showing up again. But I thought it was interesting the way Grandma appeared, like in almost something out of The Wizard of Oz, you know, like this blue light and sparkles, and all of a sudden, there's Grandma. It's
got to click my heels 3 times.
Right? It's like, I don't know about this. I don't know how I'd feel about that. I think, though, as time went past, looking back on it, that's a pretty cool experience.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
In the moment, thinking you're laying there dead, I don't think that would be so cool. But I think it would be, with time, like, that was pretty beautiful that Grandma somehow managed to get back.
Yeah.
I like that part. Well, let's listen to this story.
Hi guys, my name is Sky. I just started listening and I love everything that you're doing. So let me just jump right into it. These incidents happened to me when I was very young. So I think the first thing that ever happened to me, and it's not really like a paranormal experience, but so I think I was about, let's see, I was probably like 5 or 6 years old, and my grandpa, my mom's dad, was very close to me. He would watch me. We would watch Dragon Tales together, and we just always had a good time. And I believe it was a day or the couple days after Thanksgiving that year, he actually just passed away. It was sudden. He died in his sleep. But the funny thing is about that, actually, the night that he passed away and my parents got the call of him passing away, I woke my mom up because I think I was sleeping in her bed that night. I asked her, I'm like, "Mom, when you die, do you go to heaven, or does everybody go to heaven when they die," or something along those lines. Which is weird for a little 5-year-old, 4-year-old girl to say, because my parents at the time never took me to church. I knew nothing about heaven. I knew nothing about hell. I knew nothing about any of that stuff. And this is before they got the call. So I asked my mom that question and we went back to sleep, and then I got a call in the middle of the night and heard that my mom's dad passed away. And my mom told me this when I was older and thought it was weird because she's religious, but she also like kind of likes, I wouldn't say paranormal, but more like the witchy kind of stuff. Like, she likes it. She's intrigued by it, so she thought it was weird. Fast forward a few years later, we moved into the house that my mom actually grew up in. And I don't know if this is a coincidence or not, but my mom grew up there, and she had a very abusive mom, and I don't know if it was just, like, the energy or whatever, but when I was probably, let's say, like, 4th grade, I remember one night I showed her my sister, and right outside of the doorway was where we had our computer. We just got the new computer, except the computers came out, and we had a little, like, desk and everything for it. But I remember my parents were in bed. Nobody was awake. I remember looking out because I had the bottom bunk and I could see through the door because my head was up against the wall facing the door, this shadow figure, and the shadow figure had horns and it was very dark and it had 2 red eyes. I've always been mature for my age. My parents will tell you that. So I looked at it and I was like, wow, I like kind of knew instinctively, like, that's not human. It looks like it's bad because it looks like it's scary. But I was like, okay, Sky, you're just going to go to sleep. Go to sleep. And when you wake up, it's not going to be there, because that's how I thought even when I was young. And I woke up and I never really saw it again. Another instance in that house, I remember watching, I think the movie, like, and this may have been like a year later or something. The movie was The Son-in-Law. Everyone in my family was passed out in the living room, my brother and my sister, my parents, and I was still up watching. And then we had a box of graham crackers, but it was empty because I had just finished them, like, on the TV stand. And as I was watching the movie, out of the corner of my eye, I could see it moving back and forth. There was no windows open. The air wasn't on because it was cold. It was just swaying back and forth. And then I woke up and told my mom about it. She's like, oh, it's probably your grandpa, or like somebody that had passed away. I don't remember exactly who she said, but I just thought that was weird. Growing up now, I'm much older now. I'm 21 now, and I haven't really necessarily had anything happen to me. I don't want to say I've always wanted something to happen to me, but I feel like ever since I was little, I've been very connected to that kind of realm. And I love the paranormal, I love scary movies. I love hearing these stories that you guys use in your podcast. I just think it's all awesome and interesting. And I feel like almost like something inside of me is like connected to it. And I've heard you talk about in your podcast about empaths and different personalities like that. And I guess my question would be, do you think that's something that maybe I should or could possibly like look into? Because everyone around me, like my dad's a super skeptic. My mom's kind of, I mean, she's like, yeah, whatever. She likes that stuff, but she doesn't want to think that that stuff is like real. But I love going to abandoned houses. I love scary movies. I love Halloween. I love things that are like Wiccan-like. And I don't know if you think maybe those experiences that I had when I was younger, like how could a little girl know instinctively that, you know, somebody was going to pass away or ask a question like that? I just think it's such a weird coincidence. So I just want to thank you guys for what you're doing. I think it's very awesome. Thank you. Have a good day. Bye.
Well, I do think that so often with kids, and we've talked about this so much, that veil, I guess you can call it, between the two worlds for kids is just much thinner.
Yeah.
You know, I think that's super common. And, you know, I think that there are kids that you hear those incredible stories, like kids who, like almost like a past life thing, you know, they're talking about, well, I died when I was driving my car and I hit that stop sign. And they'll have this story about how they died. Or I remember when I was in the war and I was flying this jet. You know, where does that come from? So I think that, you know, as you grow older, a lot of times it's just not as easy to have those experiences.
Yeah.
Now, does that mean that she's no longer sensitive? Absolutely not. She could be very sensitive.
Yeah.
And I think, don't you think, that, you know, there's things she could do if she really wanted to kind of pursue it and work on it?
Oh, definitely.
I would think. You know, I always say, watch out what you wish for, though. You know, right, if you're going to be opening doors, you gotta do it with somebody who knows what they're doing. I think finding a mentor would help. But, you know, I get how people will say they want to have an experience until it really happens. And then do you really want it? You know, was that a good idea? But it does sound like definitely, you know, because she saw something that one time.
Yeah.
So, you know, I definitely think that she has the abilities to have some kind of crossing over into other realms, maybe.
Definitely.
If somebody said, you know, hey, Harper, we're going to go to this location and you will have a paranormal experience, period. Would you do it?
Like,
you don't really have any control. Something's going to show up. And, you know, because that's kind of what happens. You don't really have control over it.
You know, I think out of curiosity, I would.
Would you do it?
Oh, yeah.
Me? Absolutely not. I'd be like, nope, nope, nope. I've had them before. I'm good. I've had enough paranormal experiences for one lifetime. Good. Well, if you have a real ghost story, we would sure love to hear about it. Call it in 855-853-4802. Write it down. Go to realghoststoriesonline.com. If you want to be a premium subscriber, get access to the archive, advanced episodes, no commercials, you could sign up today. Go to Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com. And for all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thank you so much for listening.